Hello.
Hello, good evening. We're conducting a survey, and your participation is important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. All your answers are confidential. Am I speaking to Danny Miller?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quickly as possible, and we really appreciate your time, okay, sir?
Yeah, I would appreciate that.
Okay. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black American.
Okay, thank you. And what is your age?
60.
Okay, thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote? Or don't know?
It's 100% sure that I'll vote.
I'm sorry, one more time?
100% that I will vote.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting on the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated.
that's kind of hard one, you know, because voting, you're always trying to deal with the lesser of two evils. I'm somewhat motivated.
Somewhat. Okay, would that be like a 5, 6, 7, 8?
What is it, 1 to 10?
Yeah, like 0, not all, and 10, extremely motivated.
5.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the direction your city is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove, or don't know?
I approve.
Okay. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means you're very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means you're very cold and unfavorable towards them, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, or you may even choose a number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, you can say never heard of. So the first one is Kamala Harris.
100.
Okay. And Joe Biden?
100.
Okay. And Donald Trump?
Minus 50 million.
Okay, we'll leave it at 0. And the Democratic Party?
Uh, 80-85%.
Okay. And Tammy Baldwin?
Miss Tammy, I'll give her 75.
Okay. And Project 2025?
Don't know anything about it.
Okay. And J.D. Vance?
Don't know much about him.
Okay. And the Republican Party?
Minus 1 million.
Okay. We'll leave it at 0. Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Kamala.
Okay, thank you. And now I'm going to read a few statements some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where means 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason, 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to support for her to be president. You may use any number between 0 to 10. Kamala Harris's focus on bringing down costs and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs, stopping surprise medical billing, bringing manufacturer supply chains back to America from overseas, and cracking down on corporate pricing gouging. If we want more jobs, better pay, and lower cost of living, it's Kamala Harris who is fighting to help working people get ahead. So is that somewhat, not at all, or very convincing?
I thought you said it was 1 through 10.
Yes, 0 through 10, from not all convincing to very convincing.
10.
Okay, thank you. And Kamala Harris understands that the fight for abortion rights is about freedom. It's about our ability to make decisions about our own bodies and not have the government tell us what we can do or can't do. As president, she will fight to pass a bill that will reverse the overturning of Roe versus Wade, codifying and restoring women's access to birth control, fertility services, and abortion in every state, removing politicians from our private lives. Is that 0 to 10?
It's a 10. I'm a Democrat, and I'm all for Kamala, so.
Okay. And the last statement here is Kamala Harris chose to seek a career as a prosecutor because she wanted to change what was wrong with the criminal justice system. As district attorney, her policy was to reduce charges or even refuse to bring charges against people accused of nonviolent marijuana cases. And under Harris, the number of people sent to prison for weed dropped. Rather than locking up more black men for nonviolent offenses, Harris believed it was more important to do the right thing and reform the criminal justice system. So 0 to 10 on this one, sir?
10.
Okay, thank you. And sometimes over the course of survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you didn't, but once more, if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Kamala.
Okay, thank you. And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you're not. Okay, thank you. And now I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote, a 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 means it is a not at all convincing reason to vote in 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 and 10. We need gun reform now to make our community safer, but Trump's policies will make things worse. Trump is aligned with the NRA and the gun lobby and has promised to not only block any meaningful gun reform, like banning assault weapons, but will make it even easier to purchase high-powered guns without background checks or a permit. If we want to make our community safer and protect our young people, we must vote to stop them from flooding our streets with guns. Is that 0 to 10?
Is it being true or being false?
No, 0 to 10, convincing statement to vote.
Yeah, I think we need some guns off the street, so I'm very convinced. I guess that'd be a 10.
Okay, thank you. And Trump and the Republicans are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it clear that they're willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age for future retirees. Some have even suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work to get them off of, quote, entitlement programs, unquote, ignoring that they spent a lifetime earning and paying for those benefits. We must vote to protect the retirement security of ourselves and of our parents and grandparents. Is that 0 to 10?
10.
Okay, thank you. Second to last year, Donald Trump promised big oil executives billions of dollars worth of tax cuts and the elimination of environmental regulations in exchange for $1 billion towards his campaign, leaving ordinary Americans vulnerable to corporate price gouging and stalling action to address climate change. 0 to 10?
8.
Okay. And the last one here, all women but black women in particular have fought long and very hard for the right to control their own bodies in this country. Donald Trump is a threat to the fundamental right. Trump bragged about getting Roe versus Wade overturned and taking away women's reproductive rights. And he would sign a national bill to ban abortion. And he's appointed judges who are trying to ban contraceptives like Plan B and limit access to birth controls. This is an assault on the people's right to make choices for themselves. 0 to 10 on this one, sir?
10.
Okay, thank you. We are almost complete. Sometimes the, over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but once more, if the election for presidents were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Kamala.
Thank you. And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting on this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale of 0 to 10. Okay, thank you. And switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 through 11th, high school graduate or GED, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor degrees, postgraduate, like a master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD, or you don't know?
College and vocational.
Okay, thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Happily single.
He said happily single. Thank you for that. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. And well, this concludes our survey, sir, and thank you very much for your participation. And thank you for your answers, okay? And thank you for your time. You have yourself a great day, and God bless.
God bless you.
All right. Thank you, sir.